This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces bombarded areas around Kiev and another city just hours after pledging to scale back operations in those zones to promote trust between the two sides, Ukrainian authorities said on Wednesday. The shelling and intensified Russian attacks on other parts of the country is tempering optimism about any progress in talks aimed at ending the punishing war. Meanwhile, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has called on Russia to immediately withdraw its troops from Ukrainian territory and stop the war she has says caused immeasurable suffering and grief for millions of people. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet described the living nightmare endured by the population of Ukraine since Russia invaded the country more than a month ago. She said at least 1,189 civilians have been killed and 1,900 injured. She said relentless bombing raids and the persistent use of explosive weapons by Russian military forces have caused massive destruction and damage to civilian homes and infrastructure, to hospitals and schools. She noted cities such as Mariupol have been nearly razed to the ground, while others have been mercilessly pummeled and no longer exist.
Indiscriminate attacks are prohibited under international humanitarian law and may amount to war crimes.
Nearly 50 countries that participated in the interactive discussion on Ukraine did not buy into Russia's viewpoint. One by one, they stood up and demanded that Russia stop what they called an illegal war. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA.